It's Thursday, August the 4th, and you're tuned in to the TNIV podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Anthony, I know you're a man of exquisite taste.
Only the best.
And high fashion.
Of course.
And high fashion.
As you can tell by my Costco t-shirt.
Yes.
Only the best for this torso.
So, pop quiz. I want you to finish the second part to where I start, okay?
Okay.
Louis
Vuitton.
Right.
I think it's Louis Vuitton.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah.
Calvin
Klein.
All right, and Christian.
Ooh. Oh, I know what. Christian.
Oh.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember what Christian's last name is.
Dior.
Is it Dior? Christian Dior?
Yeah.
Okay, Dior. There you go.
Well,
is there a new guy on the scene?
No.
Is Andrew Wang coming for the hot?
Don't you mean Alexander?
Same thing.
Wow.
Whatever. All right. It starts with an A, ends in Wang.
Wow.
I don't have to tell you.
There's also Vera.
Who's Andrew Wang?
Vera Wang. I bet you Andrew Wang is just a friend you have. Andrew Wang.
Oh, he's an artist.
Okay.
That's why.
But anyways, Christian Dior is the first of his kind to enter the video game scene.
Sorry, okay.
What?
I googled Andrew Wang.
No, you showed up some dicks. Andrew's dick showed up.
No. Just isn't that what you expect, I guess, from a Google image result?
Anthony just showed me a picture of Chinese dudes.
I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect just two rows solid of just like normal looking Chinese dudes.
The man's last name is Wang.
I guess, yeah.
What were you expecting? But
it's so consistent.
Wow. Anyways, Christian Dior.
Dude, Google's racist. That's fucked up.
Listen, in a brand new French luxury video game collab.
What?
Huh? He is entering the digital realm. Can you guess, or not him, but the fashion house is entering.
Okay.
Can you guess which game they've teamed up with for this?
What game? High fashion.
High fashion.
I feel like the easy one is Final Fantasy.
Okay. I will give you the quote that they've put out for this collaboration. Okay. Apparently, Dior considers X game so elevated in terms of option and luxury that it was a perfect marriage.
Perfect option and luxury.
Yes.
Perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm reading too much into marriage. Luxury. What's a luxury video game?
What is a luxury?
Dude, Fortnite?
No.
I don't know what could be considered luxury. Bayonetta?
No.
She's pretty luxury.
No.
I don't know. I give up.
Well, fasten your seatbelts.
You were holding on to that one. God damn. You've been thinking about that since Friday. You've been like, I'm going to say that. I got this one. It's going to be sick.
Gran Turismo 7.
That makes sense. Okay, that makes sense.
Has the Dior collaboration, and you, my friends, were able to get a House of Fashion Dior designed race suit and helmet.
Oh, okay.
Not that you can ever see it when you're playing the game.
But can I buy it in real life?
I don't know if you can buy it in real life. Okay. I'm sure eventually, probably. It will be a yellow and grayish color scheme.
Yeah, this is like a cream car I'm looking at.
Yeah. It's the Di Tommaso Mangusta, an Italian sports car from the 60s.
I don't know. This just feels like they took the style of the 1970s and just remade it.
That's the whole point, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's right. The 60s, but yes.
Oh, the 60s, yes. Okay.
That's the whole point of this, yeah.
All right, okay.
Well, that car is from the 60s.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But yeah, that's what they're doing.
Since the Saint Laurent DDR machine has there been such a collaboration.
I don't know what you're talking about. Riders Republic has the Prada events.
I saw that. Those were kind of nutty.
Yeah, it was pretty. I guess extreme sports and fashion probably are more succinct than one would anticipate.
Yeah.
Because I definitely have seen snowboarders in just a full out bodysuit that literally just says whatever fashion brand's on it.
Yeah, but you know, Yves Saint Laurent, or, you know, YSL, as the kids say. They had that $40,000 fucking DDR machine.
Were you allowed to play on it?
No. It didn't play anything. Oh. You weren't even allowed to stand on it.
Oh, well, that's a bit bummer.
But what if I bought it?
Lose all its value.
I guess. True.
Yeah, that's that was the fun little piece.
Okay. I kind of like these, like, high fashion video game crossovers. Like, I think that they're understanding now that video games make a fuck ton of money. So they're like, yeah, why not let our brand go into, like, other games and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually surprised that watches don't have more of a involvement in video games.
Because, like, I don't know. Name a game where you look at a watch.
It's not about that. Like, it's about the fact that, well, I mean, they do.
Yeah.
But they have, like, an actual brand sponsorship.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be, like, a luxury brand sponsorship.
I mean, they got a Hamilton in there.
Is that big money?
I mean, it's like entry-level Swiss, but
okay,
I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
It's still a $1,000 watch.
Yeah, but it's not a $10,000 watch, right? You're not going to be like, oh, I can't believe my $50,000 quartz timed only 0.10 milliseconds off every year watch is still working after being covered in all this blood.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel like, especially Tarkov. That'd first person, sick. You want
dude,
ultra
put the
realism?
Watch?
Yeah,
hell yeah,
on.
That'd be pretty sick.
That'd be pretty. You have to go into the sun every now and then to charge up the
dude. Indices. And if you die, you can lose your watch. They can loot your watch.
They can loot your watch. Hell and they can either put it on as a flex or they can sell it for bank.
Dude, but what if you're like, you know, you're at night and then someone sees the loom off in the distance?
That's why a lot of us wear the military watches with no reflection.
True.
No loom, only the backlight when you need it.
That's what you got to recommend me. I need some, like, hardcore army man watch that I can wear wrist out or wrist in, whatever it is that they wear it, where it's on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Because I always wear my watches like that.
Yeah.
Just because it's just flick my wrist. Easy. Done.
I mean, I would just say a G-Shock.
G-Shock? That's it?
That's what they're made to do.
That's boring.
You go to any military service, what just do they G-Shocks. Issue you? A G-Shock.
Is it actually?
Yep.
Okay.
It ain't even an expensive G-Shock. It's like a $50 G-Shock. All right. Well, because it actually does it.
I guess I'm getting a G-Shock.
It does the job.
Looking it up right
friend.
Now.
It does the job. Yeah, that was a fun little highlight to my week.
Was it?
Fashion your seatbelts.
Fashion your seatbelts. They better, someone better steal that. Oh my. Whoa, this G-Shock is sick.
What?
Look at this thing. It's like green.
Yeah, that's a new limited LE, a new edition.
Bruh, that's cool.
I mean,
cool.
That isn't exactly military spec like you wanted, but okay, sure.
Dude, military's wearing this?
No one's wearing that.
I can get behind that.
No one's wearing that. Those are the fancy models, okay. My friend.
All right.
Anyways, on to picks of the week. I got a few small ones here. One of my favorite tactics games is Bin Reborn. As Tactics Ogre, Reborn.
Oh, it's called Reborn.
It's called Reborn.
Okay. Let me guess.
Yes.
They put it in the Octopath Traveler engine, and they're like 2.5D, baby.
No.
What? Nani?
They just upscaled the original game.
I guess the people who would want that would want that.
But no, I don't think it's that. I think it looks like the original upscale, but it's not. I think it's kind of new.
Okay.
But they also added more visual effects and spectacle to the attack. New art for the dialogue sequences. It looks cool. It's coming to every platform under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Out November 11th. So I'm pretty excited for that. The only problem is it's out real close to Deerfield Chronicles, and I have a feeling I won't be done Deerfield Chronicles. So that's probably where I'm really at.
Why don't you just buy both? And then keep them in the, you know,
what, in the digital library?
In your digital locker.
Oh, wow.
So they can age in the digital locker.
But even closer to the Tactics Ogre release date is on November 18th. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet are dropping, and they just dropped their world overview trailer, where they basically go through a lot of the details of the game. I think the big highlight here is Terrorize? I can't remember what it's called.
Huh.
It's not Terraform.
In Terramorph?
Terramorph? Terramorph.
Is it? No, it's not Terramorph. That's Animorphs. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, sure.
I'm thinking of Animorphs. And you keep talking and I'll look it up.
And basically, it takes your Pokemon and it unlocks its inner ability, where it gives it an element and makes it look extra crystal jewel like.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's different. I think it's more creative than Mega.
Big Pokemon. Yeah,
it's more creative than that. And I like the idea of being able to get possibly an element swap versus what you originally have, and how different Pokemon, even though they're the same kind of Pokemon, they could be two different hidden Terra types.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the really rare ones, you got to
catch them all.
You got to raid battle. To get the really rare ones, which is pretty neat. And then they also showed off the legendaries, which you're like given right off the bat.
Terastralize.
What?
That's what it's called.
Terastralize. Okay, that's way more complex. I would have never figured that out.
You got to get terastralized. So you can get the terastral phenomenon Pokemon. That's the raid Pokemon.
Whoa. Yeah, and apparently they just give you the legendary somewhere in the beginning of the game.
And it was like, hey, remember that time you had to pay 1,000 whatever the money was to buy a bike? Not no more. Your bike is now a legendary Pokemon.
Yeah, so now you get a Pokemon that's a bike and an airplane.
And a Lapras so you can surf.
Yeah, that's wild.
Do you remember, do you play Ultra Sun or regular Sun?
No.
I don't know if this is what it was like in the previous game, Sword and Shield. But in that game, you get a Pokedex, and then Rotom eats your Pokedex. And then Rotom becomes a talking Pokedex that hangs out with you.
Weird.
Yeah, so I think maybe they're like, taking that idea but going a little bit further with it.
Where they're just like, kids like this.
Kids liked Rotom being your Pokedex. So what if you automatically got the legendary at the start of the game?
Huh. I don't know.
Also, how does that work when you gotta capture the legendary? Is there gonna be another legendary? Usually there's two.
Usually there's like five.
Well, yeah, because it's like, okay, I got Kyogre, right? But then I went up this tower I found.
Yeah.
And I got Rayquaza.
Yeah.
But I ran out of Master Balls because I only had the one, and I used it on Kyogre.
And then so I was running around the map, and the dog found me.
And the dog found me. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, like, what are they gonna do? Can I still battle with the bike Pokemon or no?
I'm assuming you can, but what I want to know is, does it take up a slot? Like, do you always have to have the Pokemon?
Is this the first 7-party team member Pokemon game?
Can't be. No way. Can't be.
All right.
Can't be.
Everyone's got a legendary.
Maybe it's not a legendary.
Maybe it's just a dude.
Maybe it's just a cloned Pokemon. The first man-made Pokemon.
That's Mewtwo.
Oh, you're right.
Mewtwo's the first man-made Pokemon.
They
threw him in a cave.
Okay. The most recent man-made Pokemon.
Mew 3. Even better.
Yeah. Going in, I wanted Scarlet, but after seeing that Violet gets the bike.
Yeah.
Kind of a Violet,
and he turns into a jet.
Yeah,
because
the Scarlet one has the wheel still, but the dude's running.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
And then when he swims, he's like doggy paddling.
Yeah, it's just.
But
not
the other guy's just a boat.
Yeah, then the guy looks like I'm a machine. Watch me. So I don't know.
I don't know how they're gonna square this away. I don't know. You know, Pokemon's gone too far. Right.
But I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I promise I will. Play.
I will play a certain amount of time.
Of Arceus.
Of Arceus.
Before this comes out. I promise.
I will play
a certain amount.
Right.
Finally, we got the full trailer for Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
This is probably the most hype thing I've seen all week.
Dude, this trailer is
looks
wild.
Crazy.
I didn't realize that there were subtitles. I didn't turn them on. Who cares?
Doesn't matter. I don't want to know. There was so much blood in that first 30 seconds that it was oozing out of the windshield.
Yeah, I guess before we've only seen the teasers, but now that we have the trailer, it's looking great.
This is looking like a trigger-ass anime.
Yeah.
And I'm about it.
Yeah.
Because I was re-watching some episodes of Space Patrol Luluco this week. I want more of that.
Trigger is wild.
Trigger's sick. None of the Star Wars shit.
What?
Garbage.
What?
Absolute dog shit.
What? What's the last show Trigger did? Oh, you haven't watched Gridman.
I watched Gridman. I didn't watch Dinozenon.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay. Yeah. Dinozenon. Yeah.
I got through like 3 episodes of Dinozenon. I just haven't gone back to it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That show's great too. All right. Yeah. Cyberpunk Edgerunners comes out September.
Okay.
So a month from now, sometime, presumably with the fall anime, which is, okay.
Soon.
Yeah. Very soon. I'm pumped. Can't wait for summer to be over so I can watch this anime.
But then summer's going to be over and you can't bike anymore.
And I'll be sad. Oh, fuck. What is my life?
Oh, God.
My life.
Biking and anime. What are you going to choose? The world's hardest decision.
Well, currently not anime because I'm telling you right now, I haven't watched anything.
True. I've seen your week. And I was notified of your week on Strava.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, hey, look up Vincent. I'm like, Jesus, what a fucking lunatic. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
It was good.
We'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll
we
get
will.
There. But that's it for your picks?
I think so.
Okay, I got a couple quick ones.
Yeah.
An exclusive coming out of Reuters. Dude, Tencent. You know Tencent?
Yeah, they're that video game company.
The big Chinese video game company?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They own League. They own a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
They're trying to buy Ubisoft, baby. So today.
Really?
Today, actually, it has been reported that the firm, Tencent, they currently own, 5% stake in Ubisoft. They bought back in 2018. I probably talked about it back then. They are currently in talks with the, what's his name? Yves? Guillermo?
Yeah.
The Guillermo family to try and buy out their shares of Ubisoft. There has been no talk or no, official word from either side, either Tencent or the Guillermo family, Yves Guillermo. But that's not only the thing that Tencent is doing. Tencent has also been reportedly talking to individual shareholders.
Oh, they're just trying to go for
who own like at least a decent amount of the company, maybe fractions of a percentage or a whole percentage in like bigger cases. And it seems like they're going to try and become a majority shareholder in Ubisoft, therefore owning Ubisoft. And this is all happening because of the Chinese lockdowns, the game pressure that the government has put up over there, where only certain amount of game companies are allowed to exist. You have to get licenses, I believe. The Chinese government has to give you your company a license to develop a new game. And they haven't, or Tencent at least, hasn't gotten one since like June of last year.
Yeah.
So they're now looking outward to other video game companies around the world to try and buy them out because they have so much fucking money. It's kind of crazy. My conspiracy theory brain is like the Chinese government did this on purpose so that certain companies will have to dominate foreign markets with their crazy amounts of money they're making both domestically and abroad.
Makes sense. Right? Yeah, I like
it. It's just like, oh no, it's just our policy. They had to do it. They had no other choice. And it's like, you sneaky bitches got Xi Jinping at it again. What the fuck?
That's wicked. Okay.
Yeah, but this is crazy because I think back in 2016 they also bought Supercell. They make Clash of Clans.
Oh, that new sounded familiar. Okay.
They have a majority stake in that. And I think they own 9% of Sumo, another big mobile game developer.
Yeah.
So they're not tiptoeing anymore. They're just trying to buy up as much as possible because the government is not giving them any leeway in order to make new products.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting market to see how big foreign investment it has become, or at least Chinese investment in general. Because what was the other one? That Saudi prince buying pretty much all of SNK in Japan, right? Just all these people trying to diversify their portfolios and realizing that video games made a fuck ton of money. So I don't know if this will be a... I wonder, my conspiracy theory is also like, I wonder if it'll get big enough to where governments will have to stop them from trading over to foreign entities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Canada does not have the fucking backbone to do it. So like, I don't think that'll ever happen here. But if like they come after a bunch of the big guys in America, do you think that like the government will be like, no, you're just not allowed to do that? It'd be like extremely anti-capitalistic for sure. But I wonder if they would do that to like just keep more jobs in the States.
Nah.
Yeah, probably not.
The way America's going right now, who cares?
The dollar bill, y'all, let's go.
Dude, it doesn't even matter.
Speaking of a fuck ton of money.
Wait, before you move on.
Okay.
Before you move on. Did you see the leak for the next Assassin's Creed DLC?
No, I did not.
It's a collab.
With? Dior.
No, I wish.
Fashion your seatbelts.
I wish. No. It's not like that. It's more like, actually, I don't even know what it's like. Suit up.
Suit up.
Dude, it's Iron Man.
What? What?
There is an image floating out around there. Assassin's Creed, I think it's Assassin's Creed Valhalla. There, he's wearing an Iron Man suit.
Anonymous Iron Man crossover.
Yeah.
It what am I looking at?
And it is basically the Assassin's Creed uniform.
He's got a hood. He's got a mecha hood.
But it's Unabeam.
Yeah, in the snow. What's the fuck?
I feel like I really need to play this Assassin's Creed game.
That's got to be a mod. No way.
No, it's a data mine.
That's
it's a data mine.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of about it. I'm kind of about it.
Just like
maybe I have to. Yo, that game's on sale right now.
I know. It's super. That game is almost 3 years old now, I think.
Yeah.
Or two.
I told you, right, that my history teacher used that game as like educational material.
Yeah.
Yeah. That game's nuts. Maybe I should play that. But I hear it's like 100 hours.
It is. But I hear it's like a pretty solid 100 hours. As in, like, it's pretty pretty entertaining. Pretty entertaining.
Solid 100 hours. Dude, so casual.
I don't know. I put 70 hours into Elden Ring. I didn't finish it.
Dude, you got to go back.
I don't know.
You're not a true gamer. What?
I found out my experience is not uncommon from a lot of people play that game.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a big game.
It's a very big game. I was talking to some people at work, and they're like, yeah, I loved it, but got fucking bored. I couldn't go back and do it.
Yeah, all these ADD kids, they don't know.
Are you ADD if you put 70 hours into a game? Yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm bored.
You
of this.
Can't put 170? Oh, dude, just finish the game.
What?
I put 1,000 into Guild Wars. Just do it.
Get out of here.
So easy.
Don't give me that nonsense. You're not actually playing that game.
Guild Wars?
No. Half the time, you're looking at the screen as your avatar is doing their idle animation.
Because I got to look for a party. And occasionally, there's an event, so we set up a little...
That's what I thought.
We set up a little dancing circle with our guild to try and recruit more people. Hell yeah.
Anyways.
But yeah, speaking of hella money.
Yes.
Diablo Immortal is in the news again.
Why?
They made $100 million. But did you know that they have terrible, absolutely dog shit customer service?
Okay.
So, a content creator. This is a fucking name. JT is all business.
That's a good name.
JT is all business. All lowercase.
Okay.
He has made a YouTube video about his specific predicament in Diablo Immortal. So this man cannot find, or he spent apparently 48 to 72 hours attempting to queue up for PvP and did not find a single match.
Wow.
Do you know why? Do you want to guess why?
He was so overleveled.
He currently has a PvP record of somewhere between 300 and 450 wins and 3 losses.
Man's amazing.
Man's incredible. Or is his wallet incredible? Because
what's the difference?
The reason he is so high level is because he has put in around $100,000.
That's it?
Into Diablo Immortal.
You know what? Considering this game is making $100 million, drop in the bucket. Who cares?
His character is so powerful that he literally cannot find a PvP match. He has paid his way to the top, and he has ruined his own video game experience. In a quote from him, he says, "My matchmaking record is now so high that I literally can't get a battleground. So my question now is, do I just not do anything, or should I hire a lawyer and refund this account and see what happens then?"
Bro, you got the money. Just hire the lawyer.
I kind of love this story. Because it's just like, imagine if like the Koch brothers were like, dude, I bought this Ferrari, I bought this Koenigsegg, right? And nobody can beat me. I can't lose a race anymore. There's no competition. What can I do? I'm gonna sue Koenigsegg. Like, what the fuck? What is this story?
It's a good story.
It's insane, dude. I labeled this in the show notes as world's smallest violin. And JT is all business. That is what I'm playing for you, baby. The world's smallest violin. It's one of those quotes I heard years ago. I can't remember what game dev said it. It was in a GDC talk. But it was basically like, if you allow a player to grind the fun out of a game, they will do it.
Yeah.
And it is your job as a developer to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
In certain ways. And gacha games are all about grinding the fun out of your game.
Yeah.
In terms of your wallet being the grind. And yeah. then it happened, and now you complain. What did you think was going to happen? Do you think there's lots of other people spending $100,000 on a gacha game?
No.
That,
I think, okay, I agree with you. That said, I wish that, like, does this game have nothing for the top end? Like, nothing to do?
The thing is that he's bypassed the top end. He's paid his way through the top end.
Then maybe there should be a place where, like, none of your stats matter. It's cosmetics only.
I guess they probably should, right? Or eventually, like, this game, like all other gacha games, will just get newer and newer levels of power, right? It'll be some new mechanic, some new currency that you got to grind, and you have to make, you need 100,000 of the old currency to make one of the new currency or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And that'll eventually happen. But this game came out in, like, June.
Yep.
Like, the end of June.
Yep.
You paid your way through the game. What did you expect?
To play more game.
God, shut the fuck up, JT. God damn.
This is like when, okay, to your knowledge about buying a car and no one is out there to race against yeah. you. The answer to that is racetrack and put it against real race cars.
But the thing is that he can't, right? Like yeah. this is like he bought a Koenigsegg to race against go-karts.
Yes.
And he's not allowed to take his Koenigsegg outside of the go-kart track.
As he should not be. Yes, exactly.
Like, the fuck do you want, stay there. Dude?
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
So crazy. You can read about it. It's on Video Game Chronicles. That shit's hilarious. Uh-huh. But then I got a follow-up story from last week. Remember the near secret area that nobody knew what was happening?
I read this.
You read about it?
I read this.
Dude, what could it be? Is it a hidden thing? Did Yoko Taro make it so that, like, you have to play it on this date at this time and kill X amount of enemies so you can open up a secret door to a church?
Is it really that crazy?
Is it really that crazy? Absolutely not. So remember that time when the modding community was like, mods are not even close to getting this detailed in terms of what you can do in Nier?
Oh, I remember.
Well, it turns out they are. It turns out that they are.
What? That was such a lame... Oh, God. So stupid.
Yeah, so these three guys, they made a new modding tool using Blender so that you can create these, like, super detailed extra parts of levels. You can start making your own shit, your own custom challenges. And on the group's page, a user, ZE34 Zanina, they showed the hidden footage and they're like, yeah, my bad. No, everything was in game. No editing was used. This is all because of our new sick modding tools that we developed. And we're going to drop the modding tool soon.
It was just a marketing stunt.
Dude, they hired these guys. The inside job. Yo, that Discord channel? Dude, it's run by Yoko Taro. I know it. I know it. He's like, You want the modding tool? I'll just give you some assets, baby. If you just want to just put it on Reddit and don't tell anybody.
It's for exposure, though.
It is for exposure, yes. This is, you'll get your name in the news.
Yeah, soon. That's it.
But yeah, so it turns out it was just a mod. It's too good to be true.
Okay.
It's too good
How
to be
sad.
True. It is kind of sad. But those are all my picks. It's kind of a slow news week. I think Gamescom is coming around the corner. Evo's this weekend. Make sure to watch Evo with your friends. Mm, it's the Super Bowl of the video game world.
Sure.
Right. I guess it'd either be Evo, the Dota International, or the League World.
I think it's the League.
Is it?
Nowadays, it's got to be League.
Yeah, technically, Dota has the most money right now.
Yeah, but who's got the most eyes?
I think League has probably the most eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my Super Bowl. So, they're going to be playing.
What's the top? What's the headliner game?
Evo 2022. I think the headliner game is, I think it might be Guilty Gear.
No, really?
I think Guilty Gear had the most entrants.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Let me see. Let me look at the schedule. Let me pull up the schedule.
Is that Smash?
Baby. Oh my God. There's so many channels. What the fuck? I can't watch all these games at once. There's like 17 games going at the same time.
But you have two monitors.
I do have two monitors. And I can get four windows on one monitor.
Here's what you can do. Just don't play video games. Just watch. Just watch games.
I guess that's probably what
you
I'll
must
do.
Become Val.
So here are the six games, or the nine games, sorry, that are playing.
Nine games.
And this is not counting the Animevo, which is where all the anime games show up, because it's like a little side tournament. So if you want to watch like P4 Arena, go to Animevo.
Okay.
But the nine games are Skullgirls, Second Encore, Granblue Fantasy Versus, Dragon Ball Fighters Z, Melty Blood, KOF 15, Tekken 7, Mortal Kombat 11, Ultimate, Guilty Gear Strive, and Street Fighter 5 Championship Edition.
Okay.
So there's a lot of good ones. If you want some of the crazier stuff, okay, so sorry. No, the main headline game is Street Fighter still.
It's got to be, yeah.
Yeah. But I thought I heard that Guilty Gear had the most entrants.
Maybe, but no one wants that anime bullshit.
Dude, that shit's sick. Well, whatever. On the Sunday, it's the top eight of King of Fighters, the top eight of Tekken 7, and then the top eight of Street Fighter. So there is some anime bullshit, at least, there.
Some.
Maybe you'll see a panda. I don't know. Maybe you'll see Terry Bogard going, "Are you okay? Bust a riff!" And then something happens.
No.
Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. No. I don't know what'll happen. But yeah, you can watch, oh my God, up to, so there's the main stage 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and the Sony booth.
Wow.
So there's nine streams happening on any given day, nine, except for the final.
Nine streams?
Yeah, on Friday and Saturday, there's going to be nine streams.
That seems like a lot of fighting games.
Yeah.
This is Sunday?
Friday to Sunday. Starts tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Pools are Friday, and then there's more pools on Saturday, and they'll have the top eights of Guilty Gear of... Will it be the top eight of Guilty Gear? No, because... Wait, 10 a.m.? Wait, if I go later. Oh, dude, there was a section for me to go further into the night. It is Guilty Gear. I was right. Street Fighter V is from 5 to 8. And then Guilty Gear is from 8 to 11.
Wow.
Bro, Guilty Gear, anime bullshit, let's go. So yeah, you'll get the top 48 on Saturdays of a bunch of stuff, and then everything else will be the top 8s on Sunday.
Okay.
So yeah, check it out. Evo's cool.
Okay.
Look at video games and be like, damn, I'll never be that good.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that.
Just give up on life. I don't know what to tell you.
So then you're telling me you're giving up on video games.
I don't have an arcade. You mean video games in general, not fighting games.
I said video games. You said, I'll never be good at video games. No, good. Just quit now.
No, I said I'll never be good at fighting games.
You said video games.
Did I say video
games? I have it on record.
It was a Freudian slip. I didn't mean to say that.
No.
I didn't mean to say that.
You say what you believe.
I was thinking about some deep-seated sexual desires in my past.
What?
What? Huh? Yeah, and then I said video games instead of fighting games. It's my bad.
Speaking of deep-seated sexual desires.
Paul Chew has a question to chew on.
He does. And he says, what are some TV finales that really stuck the landing and actually made you miss the show when it was over? Anime qualifies for this question as well. What was it that made them so good? So good.
Dude, I'm just going to take one right out of your mouth just to start, because we watched it on this show.
Okay.
Right?
Go ahead.
Lelouch v. Britannia, Code Geass. That is a sick ending. That is a very, very good ending.
It is a good ending.
I don't want to say why. I guess you could listen to the Anime Club if you want to figure out why it's a good ending.
Yeah, it's a good show. I like that show.
That's a fantastic show.
That show's pretty good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. This question is actually easier to answer for me when it comes to anime, because I believe that the longer a show goes on, the more impossible it is for the ending to actually be satisfactory in a meaningful way.
We're coming into the last arc of One Piece, baby.
It's
going to satisfy. It's going to be the best ending ever created.
Never satisfy you. All my favorite shows could never satisfy me in terms of the ending. And that's just how they are, because the reason this works with anime a lot is because animes are usually like one long season. And because of that, they have a definitive like starting point, an end point, and the message they want to convey. With a television show, you take anything that you like, first season that draws you in, amazing. But slowly over time, season upon season, the show changes and you love it and you like it. Mm. But it changes so far from its original narrative that by the end, it could never land it in terms of capturing everything.
And this is why the last episode of Game of Thrones is the best ending to any TV show.
I'm about to murder you. What a piece of shit. But like a lot of shows are like Lost. It had an ending.
It definitely ended.
I didn't hate it.
What about the smoke monster, Vince?
What do you mean? Who about the smoke monster?
Dude, I only got to season 3.
Okay.
That show was perfect to me.
Battlestar Galactica, the one from the mid-2000s. I love that show.
Until.
But that ending. Again, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. But I don't know what it's trying to tell me.
Man, it's crazy because like this question is about positive endings. What are good, but you're just like, I have this shit. I got to get off my chest, baby. Holy shit. Like, dude, you guys, this is like a therapy session. What's happening?
Listen,
here?
there's only one way to get a really good ending.
And that is?
To not have an ending.
So The Sopranos?
The best show is Firefly. Just be canceled.
Okay. All right.
All right? You don't get an ending.
Okay.
I mean, you get that Serenity movie, but.
That was pretty good.
Sure. It's pretty good. But I don't know if I call that an actual. Well, I mean, yeah, it is an
ending. It is an ending. I own it on Blu-ray.
Of course you do. You don't choice. Yeah, no. But I think most anime that I like has a really good ending. Mm-hmm. Gurren Lagann has a great ending. Kill la Kill has a great ending.
Gunbuster has arguably one of the best endings.
Oh, it does have a good ending. Yeah, it has a great ending, actually. I don't know.
So great. They made a whole second season based off of that ending.
I mean, they did. That's one way of looking at it. But yeah, like in terms of television shows, I don't know. I don't know if there's a show.
What about Breaking Bad? That had a great ending. I like that ending.
Yeah, I guess it had a. I guess, yeah. I guess the ending was good. That said, nothing about it was surprising.
Yeah.
Or okay. Like the writing was on the wall, like two seasons before that ending happened.
That was
right?
Going to happen, yeah. Yeah, and well, even the writing was on the wall from season one.
I guess
because
so.
He had a terminal illness.
I guess so, but the way he goes out.
Yeah,
Like you knew like there could only be one way the show was going to end. Mm-hmm. I guess sitcoms have good endings, usually. Yeah. But that's because they have no drama or like they have nothing on the line. Like, for example, Friends, when it ends,
yeah,
it's just next chapter of our lives.
Yeah, like, but we're just not going to televise it.
It's a good ending, but it doesn't mm-hmm. do anything for you, yeah. Right? I don't know. That reminds me. I think I got to watch The Big Bang Theory from start to finish.
I think that, okay, I'm going to use this. This is a little bit cheating because I've only read the manga for this, and I don't know if the anime follows the same suit.
Yeah.
But the series Monster... by Urasawa Naoki.
Couldn't tell you.
That's classic. I think the anime is like 48 episodes, but the manga, the way that ends is chilling.
Chilling.
It's very, very good. I think they re-released it a couple years ago all in North America for manga, so you can buy all the big editions with the nice paper. Looks really good, so I'd highly recommend that. I also just want to take this time to reiterate to the listeners that Red Dead Redemption 1 has the best ending of any video game ever made. Okay. All right?
I thought you were about to spout some bullshit. Okay. All right.
Dude. Sure. They implement the gameplay into the ending and it's sad. And then when is it the ending though? Because then that thing happens. Oh, it's so good. John Marston. What a game.
Who do you play in the second one?
Arthur. Or something.
Yes. Arthur, okay.
And then you meet John Marston because it's a prequel?
Yeah. That's right. Man, 2 is cool.
2 is cool. Yeah. It's realistic horses.
Oh, yeah. It had realistic horses.
Super realistic horses.
Dude. I always feel like I should go back and play that game on PC because I remember playing it on PS4.
Played on ultra wide?
Yeah. Like, I feel like... I wonder what that game would be like without the loading and a high frame rate.
It'd probably be sick.
Yeah. It'd probably be really sick.
In like 32 by 10 or whatever.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome.
But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good endings to certain shows. I'm trying to think of I'm trying to differentiate between endings I enjoy and endings that are good.
No. Okay. Are you telling me you like a lot of bad endings?
Well, I like a lot of endings that like they don't do anything special. Like a lot of like goofy comedy anime endings are just kind of like they don't do anything special, but they're just funny and it's like a culmination of the journey we took along the way. Right.
Yeah, like those are fine endings, and I guess technically they stuck the landing, but let's just say they never jumped that high to begin with.
Yeah, I always heard Death Note had a really good ending. I never finished it.
That one's controversial.
Interesting.
That one is controversial.
Okay. Yeah, and I've never finished that. Everybody loves Boruto's dad. Oh, shit. Katana Gatari. That whole last episode is just satisfaction, the ending.
Like, yeah, that was a good show.
It is like 40 minutes of...
what you want.
Of what you want. All the buildup from the past 11 episodes is for that moment, and it makes it that much sweeter.
Okay, I didn't think about this angle, but yes, if you want to use the... just watch the first 50 episodes. I promise it's worth it for the last one.
But the first 11 episodes of Katana Gatari are good.
No, They're good in their they own are. Right. They are. But this reminded me, okay, sure, yeah, I guess...
Just watch the first 8 seasons of Smallville.
Talk about a show that's stuck to the landing. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then 9 and 10 are going to be real good.
Oh, boy. That show did not stick to the... I don't even know what the hell the ending was to that show. Wow.
Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist was good. That's a classic. I think everybody knows that.
Hero Season 1 botched the finale.
And then they came out with Hero Season 2.
Yeah, and nobody liked it. Never returned from that. Oh, my God.
I think Samurai Champloo has probably one of the best endings.
Okay.
Where it's one of the only anime where they're like, we're gonna work on this together, and then we're gonna go our own way, and then they hold true to that.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna say like how they hold true to it and like what happens when they hold true to it, but it's like the only one that actually sticks to their guns and then does it in a very satisfying way. It's very like bittersweet.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one. You tell me. Beast Wars.
I didn't watch the end of Beast Wars, dude.
The end of Beast Wars is Beast Machines.
Okay.
Beast Machines is widely regarded as one of the worst Transformer shows in history. Is that considered sticking the landing? They literally left Earth and went to and landed on Cybertron.
Would you count
a whole sequel show as finale? An ending? I don't know. No. Because
there's
know.
Like a lot of people who just pretend that The Godfather 3 doesn't exist.
What are you talking about? It doesn't exist. What's this bullshit you're talking about?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, right? It's 1 and 2 and that's it.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I would say that doesn't ruin it. Okay. I would say that's fine. What about Magica? Madoka. Do you like Madoka?
I do like Madoka. Yeah. I love Madoka. That was a great ending.
I should go back to that.
But like I said, anime is a lot easier because it's a concise, well thought out 12 episode or 24 episode thing, right? Like it never changes. I will say Avengers Endgame, I think that stuck the landing. If you consider all the previous movies as good to mediocre to bad episodes,
yeah.
I would say it stuck the landing with Tony dying and Cap aging.
Yeah.
I think that it stuck the landing.
I think they stuck it.
Yeah.
Dude, obviously, the end of Tokyo Drift.
Bro.
Dude, I didn't know Han was into muscle.
What the fuck?
Dude, he was when he was rolling with me.
What ending,
dude? They drift off the mountain. DK falls off the cliff. He drifts around the falling car.
TV finale. That's one movie.
Yeah, but there's gonna be 10 movies.
Yeah, because they rewrote after that finale,
and it set off what we all love today.
So surely, Fast and the Furious 10 cannot stick the landing. Surely, it cannot be good.
Every movie has stuck the landing so far, so I don't know what to tell you.
You mean like literally? Literally. Like they hop from car to car? And they Yeah, okay.
Dude, at the end of Too Fast, Too Furious, when fucking What's-His-Face drives his car off a ramp into a boat.
I stuck a landing.
He stuck a landing.
Yeah, if that's
the literal sense of the word.
The only way that movie will be amazing is if they bring Paul Walker back from the dead.
What if that's... Dude, what if he's still alive?
That's not a funny joke. Dude, if he pretended to kill himself.
And he's been gone for like 4 movies.
That's not a...
And then he comes back at 10 and he's like, you thought, right? It's like the 4D play.
No.
He shows up in the opening. Like, you're playing a thing and there's like a shot of the car driving towards the camera, like the GTR driving towards the camera. But then he punches through the movie screen in real life and he's like, I'm alive.
No. No, okay. I don't like it. All I don't right. like the sound of this.
I've always heard good things about S-Class, Assassination Classroom, but I've never seen it.
So. It's okay.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Oh, they should animate the ending of Fire Force because that shit is fucking sick.
Is it over?
The manga's over. The manga's been over for a while.
Okay.
But I will say that if you want a good ending, keep watching Fire Force as it comes out or if more seasons come out.
If they commit to finishing it, I'll pick it back up.
Yeah, that ending's insane.
Hmm.
There's a lot. Sorry, it's all anime for me, but I don't watch TV shows really.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. It's like I've watched a lot of TV shows, and like, you know, a lot of them do not stick it.
Not listen, they all can't be Tenga Tapa, Giga Drill Break.
No, they can't.
I'm going to break through all versions of the robot to punch my enemy in a fist fight.
Unfortunately, no, they cannot.
Exactly, they cannot.
It's that's all I wanted from Vampire Diaries, and it never happened.
Never happened. Just wanted a sick vampire fist fight.
You know what I hate in TV shows? When they get to the last season, but the main character leaves.
Oh, and then he comes back like halfway through and be like, I was on a training arc and I came back.
No, I mean like they're just gone.
Oh, like they're gone.
Like as in the actor was like, I'm done. But we want to keep going.
What? So Walking Dead recently did that?
Yeah, like why? What is this show even?
Yeah. I think that 70s show did that.
Yep.
And they had a replacement for Eric for a while.
Yeah, I can't believe Eric goes to Africa and then they're like, so let's keep doing this.
Let's keep doing the show.
Like, clearly the characters have moved on with their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Huh. Yeah. I'm good.
Maybe regular TV doesn't stick the landing most of the time.
No, it doesn't.
What a bunch of bums.
It never sticks the landing.
All right.
Never.
Okay.
Except for Gokaiger.
That's, God damn, that's a good ending.
That's a good ending.
Holy shit.
That's a good ending.
Gokaiger and Kamen Rider Forze.
Oh, the graduation?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, just watch those.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. That's like, that was, I feel like that was peak of tokusatsu and nothing's ever come close.
Really? 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Back in my day.
Oh my God.
My Power Rangers had keys and they could turn into all the other ones.
Back in my day, my Kamen Rider ate fruit.
And he turned into a fruit.
Yeah.
Because he's gay.
Oh, no. So good. So good.
Who was the director for that? Was that the Madoka guy?
Yeah.
And he made? Yeah. I got to watch Gundam still.
Yeah. So good. Although X-Aid's sick too.
X-Aid was pretty cool.
What's his name? Dan Kurota? I can't remember.
Yeah, Dan Kurota.
He had another name, right?
It doesn't matter.
Gamer?
His name's Dan Kurota. Evil Gamer.
Yeah, evil. I don't know. All right.
He personified all gamers.
Yeah, he was.
Evil.
Yep. I agree.
But thanks for writing in, Paul.
Yes, Paul.
Appreciate the question as always.
Always.
But I'm going to get into my week because I want to give you time
for
your story. All right.
All right.
I did a bunch of little things. I saw The Gray Man.
Oh, you saw The
Gray Man. Bro.
That's a good movie.
You weren't kidding. Hot damn. What a movie. Holy moly.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Chris Evans got to come back, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. When you said there's a sequel, I was like, no, how?
They're going to make a universe out of it.
He's dead.
Is he though?
Sorry, spoilers. Oh my God.
Is he though?
I don't know.
He played such a good character. Haha, cheeky.
He was like, ballsy.
Ballsy. Man, got shot in the ass, Susan. There's so many good like one-liners in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, okay, I'm just going to say it right now. If you're going to come to this thing and looking for like cinema.
No.
No. It's not that. The green screen and the CG that needs to be improved. They need some help on that. But they have made the quintessential dumb action movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like almost perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's like a little too long because it's running just over 2 hours.
Yeah, I think it would have been nicer at like 1:45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just clean, cut out 15 minutes from that movie.
Yeah.
They could have wrapped up, like, you know, the whole part at the end where he's like, play it loud, right?
They
could have
made
that scene a part of the first scene. Just let him go Terminator like a little longer and then save the day.
Yeah.
But, The Gray Man's sick.
Yeah.
The movie's awesome.
Yeah, critics be damned.
Damn. Fuck those guys. They suck.
Yeah.
That movie's sick.
Yeah.
Another movie that I would classify as sick.
I was going to say, have you not seen this before?
I have not seen this before. I watched Michael Bay's The Rock.
You watched Explosions.
Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery, the one guy from Scrubs is in there.
Wait, Sean Connery's in this?
Sean Connery is Nicolas Cage's sidekick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they break him out of prison because he's the only person to ever escape Alcatraz alive.
Yeah, this movie is. I haven't seen this one in years, but yeah.
Bro, this... You know, like the Michael Bay camera pans, like the radial shots and like
look hell at, yeah, it goes all the way around.
That's everything in this movie. Holy shit!
It's so great.
So the premise of The Rock, okay, is that a ex-military commander takes over Alcatraz, and the reason he's taking over Alcatraz is because he is pissed off at the government because a bunch of guys, his guys, went over to the Vietnam War. They did their duty. They did do their due diligence, and they weren't getting paid, and they weren't getting the medical treatment that they needed for the injuries they got in the war, basically.
Yes.
And so what he does is that he steals a bunch of green balls that he puts into a missile. So it's like a super killer gas virus thing where like it liquefies your insides and it like bubbles up your skin and you just kind of like die in the most horribly comically chemical way ever. And he's got those in like 10 or 8 different missiles all around Alcatraz. And he says, listen, if you guys do not wire me like $10 million, all right, or like some shitload amount of money within 48 hours, I will launch these over San Francisco and I will kill hundreds of thousands of people because it will be an airborne virus that everyone will breathe in and I'll kill a whole city. I don't give a fuck. And so the only man for the job, obviously, is Nicolas Cage, because Nicolas Cage is a virus expert and he works on weapons grade viruses and stuff like that. And he has been tasked to team up with one of the most notorious criminals of all time, Sean Connery.
Oh, wow. James Bond, huh?
Yeah, because he is the only one to have escaped Alcatraz, and he knows Alcatraz better than anybody else. So him and his team, including Nicolas Cage, are going to go into Alcatraz, and they're going to try and stop this terrorist attack on native soil, on national soil. And this is like the most Michael Bay-ass movie I've ever seen. Like, Nicolas Cage's girlfriend, I forget her name, unfortunately. There's a whole scene of where they're just fucking on a lawn chair on the roof, and her first line in that scene is, "You like the pigtails? You like the pigtails?" And I'm like, "God damn, Michael Bay, get your horny shit. Stop being horny on Maine, all right? God damn."
Yeah, but he's made such a rich career out of that.
Out of being horny on Maine? Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Dude, he introduced all the Transformers fans to Megan Fox.
Dude, true. They made... 3D girls can be hot? Holy shit.
He put her half naked underneath a car.
Oh my god. And yeah, like that's the gist of The Rock. It's going to be a bunch of fucking explosions, a bunch of people getting shot, a bunch of slow-mo like slaughters and stuff, like, but it's like, oh, you got to feel for them because like it's military men on military men and they understand. I order you to step down, soldier. I cannot take that order, sir. And then just get, oh, fuck. It's so good. This is like an exclusively male movie.
I mean, yeah.
Like, don't watch, like, if you're female or you know females, this is not, don't watch this with them. All right. Watch it with the boys. All right. Get the boys together. You're going to be like, bruh. It's like when you see the scene in, was it Predator? When Arnold and the other guy, they shake hands and they flex when they shake hands.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that feeling, but for like 2 hours.
I mean, yeah, okay.
It's so sick. It's awesome.
Why did you end up watching this? This is an old movie.
It is an old movie. So I had we had a marathon day with my college friends.
Oh, okay.
And my pick was dumb action movies. So we ended up watching, it was Crank and Crank 2, Bloodsport featuring Jean-Claude Van Damme. What else is there? So The Rock was the last one. The Gray Man.
Yeah.
And Nobody.
Nobody.
With a Better Call Saul guy.
Okay.
I forget his name. The guy from Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
And Death Wish with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And man, all of those movies were dumb. But The Rock was probably the best one. So good. Crank 2, though. That's a movie.
High Voltage?
High Voltage.
Is that the one where he has to like have sex with that girl in Chinatown?
No, so that's the first one.
Okay.
Because with the Crank, you know, this rivet, this is cinema, all right? Oh, God. Crank is like Chev Chelios, world-renowned hitman, gets poisoned with the Chinese shit. And it's like lowering his heart rate as he's going on. And it'll slowly and slowly kill him, right? Yeah. Just like kind of put him to sleep, basically. And what he has to do is he has to keep his adrenaline up so that the doctor he knows can, like, do a blood transfusion and get the virus out of his system. And he has to keep doing things that amp up his adrenaline. So he gets in, like, gunfights, drives a car through a mall, has sex with his girlfriend in Chinatown in public.
It is his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then the second movie ends off or starts right where the like literally exactly where the first movie ends.
Yeah.
With him falling out of a helicopter and supposedly dead on the pavement, and the Chinese triad literally shovel him off the pavement into a car, and they take his heart out and give it to their boss and replace his heart with like a mechanical heart. And it has a battery pack keeping it going.
Yep.
So instead of upping his adrenaline all the time, he has to, because the battery gets destroyed, he has to keep electrocuting himself to get the internal battery juiced.
Stupid. Stupid. Oh, man. Oh, man. Jason Statham.
God, what those are great movies.
What a career.
I know. What a man.
From Transporter to Crank.
And then to Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Wild. Wow. Absolutely wild. Wow. But yeah, those were really fun. And then I played a bunch of games. So yeah. I played a game on the PS1 with my friends called Irritating Stick.
I know you have showed me this.
I have showed you this.
Okay, so is it as awesome as you thought it was going to be?
It is surprisingly fun. So this game in Japan is called as Uchan Nanchan no Hono no Challenger Dengeki Irai Bo Returns.
Now, I don't speak the Nihongo,
yeah,
but I'm pretty sure that does not translate directly into irritating stick.
It does not. It is Uchan Nanchan's Challenges of Fire, 1 million yen if you can do this. What? It's a Japanese game show from the 90s. And they made it into a video game because there was one part where you had to take a metal rod through a maze, but all the walls were electrified like Operation.
Instead of the
guy going beep, you get fucking electrocuted.
Okay.
And so in this game, you are a stick.
Okay.
And you have to make it through a maze without hitting the edges.
A maze?
Yeah. So they make a bunch of mazes.
Okay.
And that's the game. That's the whole game. You can do competitive mode and you go head to head. And there's one where you can turn on punishment games. So the person who loses, it'll do like a, you know, in Mario Party when you go to Bowser and he like roulettes through a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
It'll do that. But it'll be like something you have to do in real life. So it'll be like 10 push-ups, or you got to get, someone's got to slap you on the wrist 3 times, or you got to eat something gross, right? It'll just be some punishment game.
Mm.
It is surprisingly fun. It is super simple. And also nobody else agrees with me because this game across the board when it came out, like GameSpot, 3 out of 10. EGM, 3.1 out of 10. IGN, 5.5. Famitsu, 29 out of 40.
Like, sounds about right.
This is, Games Revolution voted it the number one worst game of all time. Or worst game name of all time.
Worst game
name. Irritating Stick is the worst game name ever.
Wow.
It is super weird. It is kind of, it's fun if you are playing it with a bunch of like-minded people, which yes. I was,
okay.
Who like to play weird old bad games.
Okay.
And I could see this being a very fun drinking game where it's just so simple to do that every time you lose, you got to take a shot or something like that. I liked it. It was fun. Would I recommend it? Not at the price. Maybe emulate it. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I think on the aftermarket, this game is like 40-50 bucks.
It what?
Yeah. Because it's rare.
No. Anthony, no. Stop. Stop.
Well, I didn't buy it for that price. All right. I got it when the getting was good before the inflation.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you got it when it was, you know.
What?
Sorry.
When it was what?
I don't know.
When it was inflated?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No. I got a deal.
Okay.
And I played one of your childhood classics, one of your childhood favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Bushido Blade 2.
You've played this before.
I've never played this before.
You've never played this
I've
before?
I've never played Bushido Blade before.
So you didn't like the fucking tank controls despite it being a fucking fighting game?
I loved the tank controls. I love everything about this game.
This game's ridiculous.
This game is awesome. And this is saying it as a as someone who has played it for the first time. Like last weekend.
So tell me, what did you do after you accidentally threw your sword?
I never threw my sword because I never figured out that button.
Oh, no.
I went in blind, baby. I was learning on the fly. All right.
You never threw your sword?
Never did.
Dude, so, that's the play.
I faced the guy with the gun.
Oh no,
dude, he does not have one bullet. He has six bullets, and it's, oh my god, he's so good. But so for,
dude, yeah, it's a gun.
Yeah, for the people who don't know, Bushido Blade 2 is a one-on-one arena fighting game.
Yep.
That takes place in like a multi-leveled arena. Like you can go up and down cliffs and stuff.
Yeah.
And it is supposed to be the realistic sword fighter.
Sure.
So you pick a character and he has a certain number of weapon expertise, right? So there's a guy who's good with like katanas and nodachis, which are like the bigger katanas. There's a guy who's good with the spear and the halberd. There's a girl who uses like the short sword. There's a guy who has a gun. That guy sucks. Fuck that guy. And the whole point of the game is to have like almost a realistic thing, because if you get hit while you're open, it's one hit kill. You lose immediately.
Or, you know, you lose actions of your limbs.
Yeah. So that's the other one. If you don't get a clean hit, right?
Yeah.
And they block it a little. You can lose your arm. And then you're using your sword with one arm, and it's slower. You're not doing as much damage. And it's rough out there. All right. It's hard out there for a pimp. Don't know what to tell you.
It's good.
And yeah, we tried to go through the single player. Dude, the last boss is a fucking cheater. He's wearing armor.
Yeah, so you can't cut him.
You just bounce off that shit. So it's just like random chance if you kill him. I don't fucking know. And then we played some multiplayer, and that shit is tense. Oh my god. Like,
because anything can kill you.
Anything can kill you. Also, the controls, like, if you hold forward, you're like, you're nudging your way.
Yeah.
You're just slowly getting in there.
Yeah.
And if you double tap, you do a little dash, but when you dash, you're open.
Yeah. Right? There's no blocking.
There is no, there is blocking, but like, it's, you can't control it. Your weapon just has to be in a stance.
Yeah. That's
where
why
it collides with the other person's weapon.
That's why when you see that run animation, you throw the sword.
Yeah. It could be. The run animation is kind of OP though, because then you get full analog movement. Right.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, you do. But then like, when you try and run in for a running attack and you whiff.
Yep.
And you're like, open. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
You're open. It's like,
yeah, and it's I've never played anything like this. Nothing else like this exists. It's so crazy. I love it. It's jumped the ranks in my favorite fighting games of all time.
Really?
And I only played it like
this is the competency of fighting game I can be competitive at.
Yeah. It's sick. It's so sick.
Yeah.
It's like when Dive Kick came out, and it was like,
oh, it's just Dive Kick?
Just dive and kick, and then if you get hit by the kick on the dive, you die,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
But this is like a little more into it. Like,
this has a bit more nuance to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Dude, but I'm about it.
It's cool. I'm surprised it hasn't gotten some sort of like remake slash resurgence popularity.
Because Samurai Shodown got the new one.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know. Was it Square Soft made Bushido Blade?
Oh.
So I would assume Square Enix has it somewhere. Maybe they're saving it for the Urgis remake. Yeah.
Urgis.
Yeah, when they bring back Urgis.
Yeah.
It'll be that in Bushido Blade 3.
That'd be sick.
That would be pretty fucking sick. Hell, imagine playing Sephiroth in Bushido Blade.
It'd be awesome.
That sword.
Dude, that's cheap.
That's why you don't, that's the gun guy, but
no,
Sephiroth.
That's why you pick Cloud. Because then any stance is blocking.
True. What are you gonna do? So I really enjoyed that. I would highly recommend that to anybody. It was pretty sick. I managed to find a copy at a decent price in Toronto, so it was like $40.
Wow, bought mine at PMall.
Dude, was it burned?
Yeah.
No, dude, that doesn't count. What are you talking? You can't play those illegal games.
That shit in the 90s.
Mine was complete in box, dude.
Dude, mine came with a blue PlayStation.
Okay. And then the last one I've been playing is a game on the 3DS.
Huh.
It is called Rusty's Real Deal Baseball. This game is a series of mini games, kind of think like
WarioWare?
Kind of like WarioWare, but more like the Street Pass games.
Oh.
Kind of like that, where it's just like, here's a game and it gets harder as you go. But it's a series of baseball mini games.
Okay.
But there's a story.
Huh.
Right? You are you, because you're me, right? And you go into Rusty's Real Deal Baseball Sports Store.
Okay.
And, bro, Rusty, he loves baseball.
I hope so.
It's his favorite thing in the whole world.
Yes.
But kids these days, they don't want to play baseball.
What do they want to play?
They want to play video games.
Oh. All right?
So because his life is in dire straits, all right?
Sure.
His wife left him.
Sad.
He has 10 kids, all identical, cannot tell them apart.
Bro, what are you doing?
They constantly shit on him throughout the whole time you're playing.
Oh, no. Okay.
And he runs this baseball store where he's not making a lot of money because these kids aren't into baseball anymore.
Mm.
So he has made a series of games for the Nintendo 4DS.
Did you say the Nintendo?
The Nintendo. Mm. The Nintendo 4DS. It is a flip-up clamshell console you bring home and you jump into it.
Okay.
You travel through the wires into the TV.
Okay.
And then you are the baseball video game.
Okay.
Right? And there's a series of 10 mini games. First off, this game is free. Okay. Or is it? Because each mini game.
Or is it? What? We're trying to fucking bait and switch me here? What?
So you can download it for free. Free to start. You know, first taste is free.
Wow.
But if you want
free
the
to start,
if
he
you
says.
Want the full version of the first mini game or any of the other mini games, they are $4 each. Unless, so if you play these mini games, you will unlock items that are useful to Rusty in his life. Okay.
Huh.
So the first one, you unlock a pair of nose hair trimmers. Because Russ, he's just like, he's so down on his luck, he can't even afford to trim his nose hairs, all right? So you play the demo, you get the nose hair trimmers, you go back to Rusty's shop, he clips his nose, and he's like, oh, now that I got my sense of smell back because I'm a fucking dog, I can figure out what happened, like, where did my wife go? I can smell her scent going to the back of the store, and it continues on the story.
Mm.
And what that does, it allows you to unlock the ability to purchase the next mini game in line. But you can haggle with Rusty. You can haggle in game with your real money purchase. So he'll start out be like, oh, so you want the full version of the game? That's cool. It's $4.
Oh, wow.
Right? $4. And you're like, I don't know, Rusty. It's a little steep. That's a little steep. Right? And so some of the other items you get are like donuts. He loves donuts. So if you feed him a donut before you haggle, put him in a good mood. And then you can bring up like, hey, you know, $4, it's a little steep. But remember that time I gave you those nose hair trimmers, right? And it kind of put you further on track to figure out why your wife ran away from you.
Oh, my God.
Right? And I'd be like, I do remember that. You know what? I'll give you a dollar discount. I'll do it for you. And then it's like $3. And you're like, I don't know, man. And you can haggle this guy down, and his kids, because they loathe his father, will help you haggle their own father down in price, so you can pay less real money
to unlock the game. Wow,
it's like this crazy, like weird experience. I've never seen anything like this. It is so sick.
That sounds cool.
It's a really cool concept game. I think Awada was in an interview talking about this game, and he says he wanted the concept of the game to create a sense of good feeling, right? So you feel good when you're getting a bargain on the game you're buying, but also you're helping out Rusty figure out what happened to his wife and why his life is such fucking shambles, right? And the game is like surprisingly dark, right? Because Rusty will talk to you about how like all my 10 kids hate me, my wife left me, my store's on the verge of bankruptcy. What am I going to do? All I have is baseball and donuts. It's the only things I enjoy in life, right? And then you come along helping him out. And it's so weird.
You help him out by cheating him of what he's rightfully due?
Yes, absolutely. And also, I forgot to mention this, taking one of his kids off his hands. So he just gives you one of his kids.
What do you mean he gives you one of his kids?
He goes, hey, I can't leave the store, but if you want to learn how to play the mini game, pick one of my kids and bring them to your home, and they'll teach you how to play the baseball mini game.
Oh, wow.
And so you, like, a grid comes up with 10 identical kids, like Rusty the second, Rusty the third, Rustina, Rustalina.
Okay.
And you just take one of his kids home.
Huh.
And then I assume that as you get more mini games, you take more of his kids.
Wow.
It's so crazy.
It does sound crazy.
It's an absolutely wild experience. I can't believe this was made. It is so sick.
I mean, okay. 3DS, you said?
3DS. Huh. So if you want to buy it now, you have to load funds to your wallet on the Switch or online, and then log into your 3DS with that same account, and then you can haggle down and buy the games with real money as you get further in Rusty's Real Deal Baseball. But it's insane. It's so crazy. I kind of want to get them all.
Dude, they got you.
They got me. And it's also like the thing where it's like, oh, the store closes down next year, so I should probably get it before I can never get them, right? The game also actively tries to tell you, like, hey, don't buy the game at $4.
Oh, really?
But yeah. So, like, you don't do it. And it'll give you a bunch of warnings. And I think you're right. If you do buy the game at $4, Rusty's ghost dad will come down and he'll just be like, you know what? Thanks for giving my son $4. I'll just give you all of the items that you would have got through playing the minigame because you paid full price. So you can min-max your way with your wallet like the Diablo Immortal kid in Rusty's Real Deal
Baseball. That's probably how I would do it.
But yeah, it's sick. I really enjoy. I wish I learned about this sooner because this came out in like 2014 here.
Wow.
So
2014.
Yeah. Long time ago.
How old is the 3DS?
Dude, let's look it up. I'm going to look it
up. You
know,
I was looking at a stat. I thought the 3DS was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never met or matched the DS in terms of sales.
Yeah, I could see that being true.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I don't even think it matched the PSP.
Yeah, because the PSP is the ultimate gaming platform.
I thought that was the Vita.
Listen, the PSP walked so that the Vita could run. You know? Learn from your mistake.
Okay.
But yeah, the Nintendo 3DS, the original, came out in March of 2011.
Holy moly.
And the 3DS XL.
That's the one.
2012. And the 3DS LL, only in Japan, came out in 2012. And I think I don't know what the new 3DSs came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The new 3DS was more squared off and had...
It had the analog stick. It had this other stuff. Oh, the new 3DS XL came out in 2014 and 2015.
You know, I'm still bummed that my new 3DS isn't a color I don't like.
I got the Pikachu one.
I think mine is blue because at the launch was blue and red.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice one. It's not bad.
Or do I have the red one? I can't remember.
Knowing you, I would assume it's the red one.
Let's check.
He's rolling over. What has he got? He's looking through. He's looking through. Is it blue?
It's not here.
Oh, where'd it go? I took it. Mine.
The 3DS LL was blue. The new 3DS is gunmetal.
Oh, that's not bad. That's pretty nice. And this is all to lead into
what?
The fact that I accidentally ran over my 3DS charger with my office chair.
Your charger?
Yeah. So you know the part that plugs in here?
Yeah.
I ran over the metal part and it bent it.
Oh.
So I tried to unbend it and it won't fit anymore into it because the metal's all warped.
It, on the 3DS or just the charger?
On the charger itself.
Oh, that's fine.
So I bought a new 3DS charger.
Oh.
Minted.
How much do those cost?
It's like $25.
What?
I bought two.
What? Where did you buy this?
On Amazon.
It's $25?
There was only two left in stock, and I was like, well, I don't know where I'm going to find complete in-box chargers anymore. Might as well buy two.
That shit was like $12 when it came out.
Well, it's a premium now, right? It's an over 10-year-old system.
Has your hinges cracked yet?
Nope. I keep that shit on lock, baby. My hinges are minty fresh.
So are mine.
Yeah, that's good. You get a little wiggle. That's fine. A little wiggle. Maybe put that up to the microphone. Does that pick up?
I don't know.
But yeah. Dude, the Rusty's Real Deal Baseball. It is a unique experience. Highly recommended.
I forgot that there's a detent so that it...
Yeah. That's for the Kid Icarus stand. When you want to play Kid Icarus Awakening while it's in stand mode.
You know what always fucking just drove me crazy?
What?
When I would see kids with this, but when you open they open it all the way.
Yeah, those kids deserve
because
to be grounded,
the 3DS, 100%. When you open it all the way, it isn't a flat surface.
It's like it's backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, those kids need to be grounded. They need to be disciplined.
This feels like such old tech.
Dude, what are you talking about? Clamshell design? Samsung's copying that shit with their phones right now.
Jank.
Nintendo walked so that Samsung could run, dude.
Piece of shit.
This is a great... Fine, pass it over. Give it to me.
No.
That's what I thought.
It's a piece of shit.
Dude, remember when they came out with the S Pen, right? The Apple Pencil? All because of the 3DS. Video games are always ahead of the time.
You know what had the pencil before the 3DS?
What?
The Palm Pilot.
Yeah, because they hacked into Nintendo software, VR headsets? The Virtual Boy.
Okay.
Nintendo always ahead of the game.
No.
Both literally and figuratively.
So that's Rusty's, huh?
Yeah, Rusty's real deal baseball. It's fucking crazy.
All right.
I'll probably have some more 3DS stuff next week because I learned that the Korg, the synthesizer company, they released two games that are exclusive on the 3DS store.
Where you can have the store?
On the store. So you have like a digital piano and shit.
Did you ever end up getting the Korg thing?
I have Korg, the DS10 Plus, but I owned original Korg DS10, but I lost the cart.
So, the most important part.
Yeah, but I still have the box, so I need to buy a new cart of that game, and then I'll have them all, baby.
Disgusting.
But yeah, that's my week.
Wow. My week is a little bit different by comparison.
Bargain a father of 10, single father of 10 out of his hard-earned dollars?
No, I can't say I did that. Damn. No.
You should get on that. It's pretty fun.
I most certainly did not do that. Let's see. Yesterday I played, I got back into the F1 because they updated the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it again. It's great. It's fun.
Oh, the manager game that just came out.
The real one. Although it is middle of the summer and they did say that the crossplay update would be dropping soon. It still hasn't shown up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting because like a lot of people at my office are really talking shit. Talking smack about how they can drive, and I'm like, just wait till that crossplay drops, so we can all hop on your
baby.
All y'all can hop on your PS4s and show me how good you are. And I'm just waiting for that.
Fuck them up, dude. They don't know
the whole point.
They don't know the power.
They don't know the power. So that's that. But the other thing I've been on two wheels for most of the weekend on my bike. First one was I rode it just along the lakeshore here, Hamilton to Burlington. Hopped out on Saturday morning because I want to get brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Got it on my bike. That was fun. You know, Burlington's is a fun place to bike to get drunk and then ride your bike home.
Lakeshore is a pretty casual line, especially if you just take the beachfront. It's all paved, no traffic.
Yeah, it was really simple and it was a really hot day. But yeah, it was nice. The restaurant let me put my bike up inside the patio so I wouldn't have to lock it.
Nice.
So, yeah, just keep it here. It's like wicked. So that was cool. But then I did more research on bike packing.
Mm-hmm.
I settled on tires, on bags, and whatnot. And so I have them all in order. They're all coming. I saw a loop that I want to try and attempt. I don't know if I'll be able to get it done this year. But definitely on the bucket list is... It's like a 300-kilometer route around southern Ontario.
Okay.
And it goes through like... Basically through Niagara, then south.
Into the lake.
No, I think Niagara, south, somewhere across there, shoots up through like Kitchener. And then I want to say like Toronto, then back down through Hamilton.
Damn.
So like it's a full day excursion.
Full day? That's like a year's worth of biking for me.
That's like a full, I've seen guys do it in like one day.
That's crazy.
I was like, I want to try that. I'm not ready, but I want to try that.
Yeah.
So I tried a bit of it. I carved out a bit of the section.
Mm-hmm.
As well. It's a little over 100K. But the thing is...
Casual 100K.
Is that God it's damn. Not like... On a road bike, 100K is 100K. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not...
Mm-hmm.
It's something you work up to. But on road bike, it's relatively quick because it's smooth. But the route I did is all off-road. So all on like gravel or bike trails or whatnot, farm roads. And you're significantly slower.
Yes.
So
I would assume so.
Yeah, it took me a little over 5 hours because, I'm moving around like 20 km/h. I got to say, it was a fun day on the bike.
Was it?
It was exciting. It was hot. Lots of shade. Lots to see.
Lots of farm.
But it's cool because the way some of these farms down in Brantford are set up is they put the bike trail on like a mound that separates different farmlands.
Okay.
So like you're above the farmland.
Oh, and you can like look over. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
You can go down to the farm stuff if you want. There's a lot of different like bikeways and bike paths, a lot of stuff by the lake. But I got a top two bag and I threw candy in it and granola bars and that was my food. It was probably not the smartest idea.
Okay.
But like and I
was
found
it enough?
It was no, but but I found out that on my like computer, I could set up alerts mm-hmm. so that every whatever amount of time, I could have it beep and flash and tell me to remind me. So I set up for every 15 minutes to drink and yeah. every 45 minutes to eat. And I found it was surprisingly useful. It just takes the thought out of it. The one downside is that my current computer is the Wahoo Element Bolt. It came out, I think, 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's getting on in age. But the more sad part about it is the battery's starting to go. As in, like, it doesn't last as long.
That's what
so
you do.
When I bought it, like, it used to last around 10 to 11 hours.
Okay.
And now it only just managed to get by 5.
It's like my phone.
So I'm like, ah, shoot. And I just know that if I want to do anything longer... Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to think about like a battery charging situation.
Yeah.
Or just buy a new one. And I don't really want to buy a new one because they're like a grand. And that's not something I really want to buy right now.
Okay.
But bikepacking is fun. I do recommend it. I want to try something, yeah, longer. Basically, the route I'm going to do is probably going to be here, Hamilton to Brantford. And then you can take all these trails up through Cambridge and Kitchener and then across Milton back down through Burlington and
Hamilton. So here the real challenge would be?
What?
So you know those like buggies that you attach to the back of your bike so you can like drag your kid?
But I don't have a kid.
You got a girlfriend.
No.
Put her in the back, baby.
You know, she always told me, she's like, do you think we can get one of those? I'm like, for what? She's like, for me. I'm like, it's ridiculous. No.
This is like it sucks that I'm an adult. Because like when I go grocery shopping, I want to ride in the cart.
Like, yeah, you see like...
When someone pushes me around.
And whenever,
I see a,
yeah.
Yeah, I see a kid in there.
That, I'm like
you lucky bitch.
Yeah, like, if I ever have a kid, I think I'll get that. I think I'd have to get, like, mud guards.
Yeah.
So that they could not get splashed or, like, dust yeah. in the face.
Or just let them...
What?
Learn their lesson.
Kids get dirty.
This is the real world, right?
This is how you build the immune system.
Exactly. Eat all those rocks.
Yeah, but no, like, it's been fun. And I really am loving the gravel bike.
Okay.
That said, I hopped on my road bike the other day, and I was like, holy shit, this thing is fast.
This is fast as fuck.
Yeah, I was like, I see why I bought this. That's right. Okay. So, like, one of the things with bikepacking is, like, I know I'm on a slower bike, and I know that I can't go fast. Mm-hmm. But there's always that one guy.
Goes faster.
Who's going faster than me. Like, just faster. But, like, enough so that you could tell, like, they're putting an effort in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like.
I could beat him.
I can absolutely destroy this guy.
Do it. Beat him.
And like there is that part of my brain that just doesn't
do it,
that doesn't let me not do it. And that absolutely happened to me in the last 80k of the ride. I think I was
the
just
the last 80k. That's the whole ride. It was 100k your ride.
Sorry. After 80k.
Okay, the last 20.
It
happened to me 20%
yeah,
in,
I know.
And I was fucking him up the whole time.
No. I was pacing myself. Like I was doing good. I was like, yeah, I have enough energy to get home. Mm-hmm. But some guy just, like, he zoomed, I guess, like, right beside me, but, like, not with any clear, like...
He didn't have any intention.
Yeah, like, the trail I was on was clearly wide enough to accommodate, like, 4 bikes.
Yeah.
And I was all the way to the right. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he wanted to zoom by, like, almost touching me.
Yeah. So like, he kicked him.
I was like, what the hell? What was this about? And so then I just sped up a little bit. I was following him. And then he looked back. He was looking back every now and then to see if I was still there. I was like, I'm still here. And then he just started pedaling harder. I'm like, all right, I guess someone needs an ass kicking. And so for like 5K, we're just racing through the valley. And then I was just following him, just biding my time. Because I was like.
I'll pass him.
I was like, I'll pass him when he gets tired.
Yeah.
And to his credit, he lasted a while. But eventually,
like they all do,
they all fail.
They all fall.
Granted, he was like an older gentleman, and his bike was definitely not.
And then when you looked back, after you passed him, you looked back, he was on the ground clutching his chest like, oh, I'm having a heart attack. Ah!
Bro, I didn't even look back.
That guy's dead now.
I just passed him at blazing speed.
Dude, that guy's dead.
Didn't look back, and I hope he died.
He deserved it.
And then I went for like another 5K, and then there was no one behind me. I'm like, okay, I guess he just dropped off somewhere. But let me tell you, at this point in the ride, I was at 97 kilometers.
Yeah.
And my total ride distance, I think, was 104. That last 8 kilometers or 7 kilometers, I was dying. Nice. I was moving. You could probably walk faster than I was biking. Granted, I still have to go up the Hamilton Mountain, mm-hmm. but doesn't matter. I was dead.
That's what I like to hear.
And I was like, I've never felt so dead in a long time.
Push yourself to the limit.
Yeah, I was like, no amount of food or water is going to save me now.
Have you ever tried like a route where you only sprint? Like never not?
Yeah.
You think you can do 100K?
Nope.
Only sprinting?
Nope. Right. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Nope. I have one route. It's only 12K.
And that's the max?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. And I don't do it. If it's windy, I don't do it.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Too hot, not doing it.
Yeah. Like conditions have to be perfect.
Okay.
I won't do it if there's a wind in any direction.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, that was a fun time.
Nice.
That was an absolutely fun time. And I suppose that's it for the show.
Yeah, I got a last minute PSA. Just got an email hot off the presses.
Oh.
Tarkov's on sale, baby. Tarkov goes on sale like twice a year. Tarkov summer sale. Go buy it. The game's sick.
Why? What's the sale?
It's like a couple dollars off.
A couple dollars?
A couple dollars. Look at the discounts. Look up, click on pre-order. And now, yeah, scroll down. So it's the base package, 15%.
$38 American
dude,
still?
Dude, you could be paying $45, all right?
$63?
Keep going down. Ugh, still 15% off.
$84?
This is the most it goes off.
$120. Is this the one you have?
That's the one I have, baby. Did if you, you want buy? The biggest discount, 20%
this
off.
Is, this is the one you bought?
The Edge of Darkness edition. That's the one, baby.
You know, if they had watches, I'm there. But like until then.
They probably will.
Until
and
then.
And then your watch will have a weight. And if your watch is too bulky, it'll affect your aim in some way.
Hell yeah. Give me more of that.
I found the G-Shock I want to buy.
What?
Dude, the Mudmaster.
I have that watch.
You have a $1,000 G-Shock?
I have it. Mine's the Burton edition.
Dude, pass it
as
over.
As in like the Burton.
Pass edition. It over. I want to see that shit. But yeah, we don't have to do it on the podcast, but.
For sure.
Dude, this shit's sick.
Yeah, it might be too big for your wrist, but yeah, for sure.
That's insane. Oh my God.
It's large. It's a chonker.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a chonker of a watch. It's my, my Gada watch.
Your what watch?
My Gada.
Your Gada? What does that mean?
My G-A-D-A.
What does that mean?
My go anywhere, do anything watch.
Oh my God. I hate it already.
Never I'm going to teach you everything, Anthony. Oh, by the way, you know what I did?
What?
Last week I was talking about those Lego sets, the cars.
Yeah.
I lined up at the Lego store this past
Sold
week.
Sold out?
The James Bond set went immediately.
Fuck.
I had to go to Yorkdale to get it.
Oh, I thought you were going there originally.
I went to Fairview Mall.
Oh, okay.
They open at 10. Yorkdale opens at 11.
Oh. Did you fucking race there?
I did. I had an engagement, and I said, guys, I'm going to be late. They said, why? What happened? Is there traffic?
I got to buy Lego.
They're like, you're coming from Hamilton, right? There must be tons of traffic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in Toronto. I'm at the Lego store. I'm like, what?
I got to buy these Legos, dude.
Yeah.
Wait for me.
Yeah. I haven't built them yet. I'm going to build them this weekend, but yeah.
Dude, it has a flashlight.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's great.
Dude, it's the go anywhere, do anything watch. It's the gotta watch.
God damn. All right, but that's our week.
Thanks.
That's the show.
See you guys next week.
Bye, Legos.